This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Begin. And that's what WrestleMania weekend really is about. So we shall start our news stories here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. At the table tonight, I introduce first my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
What an incredible wrestling week. Some incredible ups and one what the actual retail fuck.
That makes for a good wrestling week. Next, I have my numbers guy, stat boy Josh Henniger.
While true, we'll get to him in a few. And I've got, well, I don't know what I've got, but I've got something.
As long as it ain't COVID.
Or the clap.
I wasn't going to even go there.
Bleach! God damn. And yes, I appreciate the donation from our sound tech.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
DRM, thank you for getting that clip from the end of night two.
Excellent. I want my 2 points, Josh.
Really?
Riley.
Randy.
Jimmy, we'll get to him in a minute because we need to go a week ago, which is this past Friday, as we were trying to finish the show because we were like, oh, fuck, Paul's going first. And we didn't think Paul was going first. We thought he was going last. But a certain final boss, you know, exercised his, according to Cody Rhodes, little dick energy by putting his grandmother in last. But
no, yeah. There's a better word for that. Nepotism. Anyway.
And it's also continuity too, true, for the character that he was doing. Okay.
Very true.
Okay. But the main thing of the Hall of Fame is that Paul, in the words of RVD, stole the whole fucking show. Okay. With his incredible speech, one of the top five, really. Mm-hmm. And you had Bully there and Sandman and X-Pac. And, you know, he got the mushy shit out of the way, as we said. Mm-hmm. But then when he brought out the hat and the duster. Oh, but before he did that, he basically, and and VRM, you're going to love this. He fucked Vince McMahon. He finally got the final fuck you with one line in the beginning, didn't he? VRM. Well, he said, from now on, I will always be a Paul Levesque guy.
Doofenshmirtz.
Yes. Because he basically said, and the way he's taken the pencil, fuck you, Vince, and made it into something amazing, I will be a Paul Levesque guy. I was blown away by that. That just blew my mind. Okay.
I was very happy to hear this because I do believe that the evil boss will be more than happy to work with my dear Uncle Paul to continue making the product better. It doesn't matter what we're going to call this new era. After all,
new era, Paul Levesque era,
the Triple H era.
I mean,
the early... fuck you, Vince, I'm out.
if we could do that to a broad audience, yes. I was going to say, after all, they called the mid-90s the new generation, and that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, that was a bad time for the WWE.
Just saying.
Well, and also, so on, I believe that, was it, when did Vince sell the stock? This week or last week?
He sold some more this week, didn't he?
He's down to 4%, and the rumor is that his shares are up for sale, which means they want him out. 0%. Zero. Woo-hoo!
He's going to need every last penny of that for every bit of shit that he's going to have to pay out.
Yeah.
When the dust goes.
In the find out portion of Fuck Around and Find Out.
Yes, he is.
We'll get back to that, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
First of all, let's finish up with Uncle Paul, because we have two clips from Uncle Paul.
Okay.
First of all, from the end of his ECW section of his speech.
Mm-hmm. If you think that the spirit of ECW died in a bankruptcy court in 2001, you can suck my fucking dick.
Oh God!
Yes, and that got bleeped out, but we read lips. But when he brought out the hat, the duster, and the headphones, Nikki, did you say, "Oh my God, that's gimmick infringement"?
No, he had it first. Absolutely not. He had it first. But mm-hmm. I'm the one doing all the gimmick infringement over here. So, but he pulled all that out, and I stood up. At that point, I stood up, even though I was 1,000 miles away. Well, 3,000.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
But what's the second clip? Mm-hmm.
The second clip is the very end of his speech.
So let's take this bitch home, shall we?
We should be hearing more of that. I'm sorry.
And gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. Welcome to the class of 2024 Hall of Fame. I stand before you not only as the former advocate for Barack Lesnar, I stand before you as the best friend and biggest fan of Chicago's very own CM And I stand before you as special counsel and the wise man to the reigning, defending, undisputed WWE
Universal
Champion, Roman Reigns.
And here's the best part.
I'm blown up. I have to pee. I've taken too long.
and I assure you of this. This is not a lifetime achievement award. I know everybody says, I'm just getting started. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yo, bitches, I'm just getting started. You ain't seen nothing yet. There's more disruption of this industry pumping through this heart. And I guarantee you, we're going to disrupt it all over again. And that's not a prediction.
That's a spoiler.
Oh, beautiful.
Chills.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I hope you isolated Let's Take This Bitch Home. Or
I will isolate it later.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because we need that as an evergreen to the end. But, you know, the other Hall of Fame, they were nice. It was nice to see Medusa and Bull Nakano embrace. That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderbolt Patterson did a little preacher act. The U.S. Express paid tribute to Bray. More on that later, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there was also a Bray Wyatt statue at the WWE World unveiled. But it was a good show. And Liam Iovia but The Rock used his Liam Iovia speech. Who, by the way, Liam Iovia legit kept the Pacific Island Wrestling in business.
Mm-hmm.
And she was arrested. And if you saw Young Rock, she was that, you know, she had her issues. But he told Cody, he said, this isn't business. This is personal to Cody. And Brandy was staring daggers in his eyes, man. So we get, yeah. And the whole thing ceremony was good. Okay. So we get to Stand and Deliver in front of a record 16,165,
mm-hmm.
Which was awesome. It was a decent show. Ilya retained against Tony, against the family. Roxanne Perez beat Lyria Valkyria and her heel, and people were popping for that. Trick Williams beat up Carmelo Hayes and won, but if you saw this week's NXT, Carmelo ain't finished with Trick. He's putting him up in a steel cage next week.
Yikes.
Okay. There's also a lot of interesting things that happened in NXT, which we'll get to. But it all goes down to night one. Let's start with night one and Nikki, your impressions of night one. And when we did the post show, VRM, I think it was Brian and I think were the ones who did the post game. I think VRM. You said VRM, and I believe you correct, as we'll find out, that they were saving everything for night two.
Yeah, because this was a problem they had last year, because they ended on such the high note of Sammy and Kevin winning the tag titles last year.
Yeah, amazing match, by the way.
Yeah, amazing match. But it felt like they blew the load too early, to use the used phrase.
Right. Yeah. And they balanced it off. So you started the show after the residual Star Spangled Banner. We get Rhea being played in by Motionless and White, and she was having a – lucky she even got out there, according to what she told reporters. She had a full-blown panic attack 2 hours earlier. Full-blown. And I've had them. They're not fun.
No, they're not. No, okay. They are not. But, oh, my God, when she got out there and she – first of all, the lead singer was, for lack of a better term – painted up like her. I thought she was actually singing.
Uh-huh.
For a second. And then she came out. What are you eating, cat? Anyway, So she came out. She sang along with Motionless in White and strode to the ring like nothing had happened.
And the band came, and Becky came out in an outfit designed by as pages of her book. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pages of her book. And it was a very, very good match. Really good match. And Rhea retained, and Becky gets to go away for a hot second.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
No.
She has to go. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But what did you guys think of the tag was great. I mean, the first match was great, rather.
Yeah.
Okay. But then we get to the six-pack challenge. And there were some amazing moments in that one, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. And by the way, when you saw the belt split, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Okay.
Yeah. That was the telegraph.
Right.
Yep.
That was the telegraph. And then we got, first of all, we had A-Town Down Under sneakily get their title, the SmackDown titles. And I was like, God damn it. Okay, so I was like, which face team is going to win? Right? Because you don't want to have two heel tag teams.
Yeah, it basically came down to, is it New Day or is it Awesome Truth?
Right. And there was also a part in the match where the big super stunt ladder got fucked up. And I mean fucked up. And good for Jessica Carr. Oh, and good for Jessica Carr. She was like, hey, Priest, the ladder's screwed. You shouldn't climb it. He's like, fuck this. I'm going up anyway.
And then Miz goes up the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's starting to collapse in on itself. It's like,
no, don't do that. And they eventually tossed it out and got another one. And the Awesome Truth win the Raw belts. And I have to tell you, R-Truth and Miz were legit happy that they won.
Yeah.
They were legit happy. Then, so then we have the tag between Santos and Dominic versus Mysterio and Andrade. They got help. They got some help you'll love this term, VRM. Some very green luchadors, mm-hmm. Right? Very big. Green luchadors.
Yeah, I would play the button, but it's like, oh no, that's the wrong team.
You don't have Fly Eagles Fly?
No.
Okay. But that's okay.
Why would I ever touch that?
Ian had it, but that's okay. No, because what happened was is that Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson, who legitimately trained today at the Monster Factory to get, you know, for this spot, helped. And of course, there is news that they want Kelsey in there. Remember, I predicted that. I said that he would be a good WWE person. And let's see what happens. But that was an okay match for what it was. It was okay.
By the way, did we miss a highlight in the other tag match?
Which one? Which one are you talking about?
The six-pack tag.
Oh yeah,
R-Truth.
R-Truth got the hot tag, and the crowd was into it as per usual.
Went banana.
Yeah, they did go banana. It was great. They went banana, and it was a lot of fun. Oh, Jimmy and Jay. Oh man, disappointing would be a good word for mm-hmm. that.
Yeah,
could have been a lot better.
Yeah, and it telegraphed the spot so hard. It's like when Jimmy puts his hand up and is like and starts apologizing, all I could think of was the Spaceballs quote, evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Dumb.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So then...
But Jay won, so...
Yeah, Jay won, but again... It didn't feel as satisfying as it should have been. So, Black Excellence defeated Damage Control. And this basically was a showcase to get Jade Cargill over, really. How the Mighty Have Fallen, per se, with Bianca Belair. Okay. But it was, again, a good match. Now. Oh, this was so good. This was so good.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
The way they framed this, and again, VRM, the production levels have just gone through the roof.
Oh, this the opening of this of the entrances was just
It was delicious. Okay, so Sammy is talking to his wife and his son, and I believe her name is Khadijah. I think I apologize if I got the name wrong. And then they follow him through the stadium and into Gorilla. And who's there? Kevin Owens. And the crowd goes wild, and he goes, go get him! It's yours! It's yours, motherfucker! Get him! And he's like, and he just like slaps him around, hugs him, and then goes out. But oh my god, what a match this was! One of the highlights. In fact, the best, could have been the best match of the night. Could have been. Josh, what'd you think about this?
Kind of sick the last week, so me watching stuff, especially late, was not in the cards.
Right. VRM, what did you think?
This was a beautiful storytelling, hard-hitting match.
And the fact that he did it alone. Chad Gable did not want himself to be there. He's like, you can do this. Remember that?
Yeah, and another thing that I probably should have grabbed was the Rocky III clip because Chad Gable imitated Apollo Creed at the just before the second match against Clubber Lang. I was like, remember, after this, you owe me a favor.
A favor, right?
I'm just waiting for Sammy to say, what favor?
Yeah, what favor? But
that.
So what did you think of this match? The IC match.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, finally. Okay.
Well, no, you weren't. You weren't around.
No, I muted. I didn't realize I was muted. I was trying to speak up, and then I discovered you guys can't hear me speaking up. So,
okay. You can't hear me. Anyway,
sorry. No, that doesn't work very well. But no, this was a brilliant story. This, you know, Gunther looked strong. Gunther looked like he was having the time of his life torturing Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and yelling to Sammy's wife.
This is what you want him to do? You know, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Is this what you want? You realize you know he won't come. He's not coming home tonight. And Sammy, at some point, you know, that's, you know, something snapped. And oh, we were off to the races. Beautiful, beautiful finish. Perfect finish.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point that they acknowledge their Rocky references with, yo, Adesha, I did it.
Yes, and there's actually a shirt, I believe. So,
and yep. free shipping on WWE.com. Anyway, hi.
And, of course, Gunther's reign ends at 666 days.
If I had known that, maybe I did pick Sammy, but if I had known that, I wouldn't have even bothered. I just say,
Sammy. Yeah, nope, you were with me. You pick Gunther.
Okay, if I had known it was 666 days, I'd have picked Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, none of us really remembered, so
it's all good.
When he talked in his speech, he actually apologized for mentioning that number on Monday, I believe, because you're not supposed to say that number in the Islamic religion. Anyway, so then we get to the main event, and holy smoke, we have a Jamie sighting.
Yeah.
We do, and I did try to get her to come on the show tonight, but she is still very under the weather from the past week.
Yeah, most of us are.
Yeah.
But yes, we had all of the pageantry of this tag match that was introduced like a Fatal 4-Way, as Seth freaking Rollins came out to a gorgeous blue and gold ensemble with a giant epaulette rose, which was sketched out by our good friend Jamie Claudia.
Holy crap.
So she can now say that she has designed a WrestleMania outfit with King Troy.
Correct.
Yep.
And, you know, we all jumped on her, and, you know, we had a pretty good crowd at her place for the pay-per-view. So if there was anything cool on commentary, I missed it.
Mm-hmm. There was so many different things. First of all, they had a new final boss entrance for The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roman came out to his shtick, and Cody came out to his. Yes, there were so many shenanigans, but this was 45 minutes, but it didn't feel like it. Because The Rock worked. This was not, he did not phone this match in by any stretch of the imagination.
Which is kind of what we were expecting, because, you know, with our luck, Rock was going to get hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he was in a fight camp this time, not just doing his stuff. The last time he did a WrestleMania match, he got hurt. And that delayed the filming of Hercules, if I remember.
Yes.
Or something else.
It was Hercules. You remember well.
Okay. So, and with all the shenanigans, Rock pins Cody, so, and which I'm a little surprised at, but okay. So we get Bloodline rules,
which we're not surprised about.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Nikki, after night one, what was your expectations going in? What did, do you feel that night one delivered to you?
For the most part, but we all agreed that, yes, that they were holding back. They were holding back because they realized their mistake from last year. Because we all looked at each other and we were kind of like, that's it? Because the whole show flew.
The 4 hours went by incredibly quickly, night one.
So, yes, not only is some of the, just the visuals, but the pacing.
And the set, the pacing, the lighting. And they mic'd the band right. Oh, my gosh.
They actually sounded good.
This is what happens when you don't have Kevin Dunn around.
This is also what happens when you get technicians who are allowed to actually, work with each other.
Yep.
Because I'm guessing that half the reason that you couldn't mic a band at a WWE event is that the band wasn't allowed to plug all their shit in until the set was done.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my guess, Vyarm.
Hmm. So, we go into night two, okay? And so, Seth's hurt. Seth got his ass beat.
Mm-hmm. And his knee got targeted.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He, that was a hell of a match, but you got to talk about his outfit for Sunday.
That's right, because the show opens with, first of all, Drew coming out to a local drum and pipe band. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, that outfit was made overnight. Legitimately, because UPS lost his shit.
Oh. Ooh,
was it UPS or was it FedEx? It was
UPS.
Okay.
No, FedEx actually gets the stuff there, but it's usually bad news.
Right. Right.
Hi.
Hi.
So then Seth comes out as a mummer from the Philadelphia Mummers Parade.
Yes.
Dressed as a spring druid. That's what I saw.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Beautiful white ensemble with an owl's head collar, a giant floppy hat, and ivy streaming off the back of the coat.
Mm-hmm.
Druid. Mm-hmm. Very druid.
Yeah.
But Drew opened up with a claymore, literally almost pinned him in 10 seconds, which it could have been. Yeah. I would have understood.
I wouldn't have been a fan, but I would have understood.
But that, oh, and by the way, there's a reason for this. Before the match, CM Punk comes out to a hero's welcome. More on that later, because he's on commentary.
And he told everybody he was going to do that. And he already got his own blazer. He didn't need Hunter's.
No. He was actually in his own suit. And by the way, he does clean up nice.
Yeah, they finally figured out how to clean him up.
Mm-hmm. So Drew wins the title in front of fans for the first time.
Yes.
Yep. He goes over, celebrates with his wife very briefly, and then Drew decides to fuck around.
Yep.
He decides to hop up on the announce table and just pretty much wave it in CM Punk's face. This could have been you.
I can't hear you because I'm wearing cans.
Right.
I'm sorry. I want you to know that I can't hear you because I'm wearing cans.
But I bet you're still unhappy that you're just sitting there having to watch all this and watch me be champion.
And Punk's just sitting there taking it. Like, why are you making it about me? It's your moment.
Poke the punk. Poke the punk. Poke the punk.
Poke the punk. Poke the punk. Poke the punk. Truck it. Turn around. Trip.
Takes the brace off. Bang! Off his head.
Yes.
Music.
And, excuse me. And then, I hope you have pause for dramatic effect.
Is it loaded? It is not loaded.
Okay,
I want to see here.
Here comes Bisexual Undertaker!
Oh, stop that!
I think he actually accepted that.
Yes, he did, actually. So Bisexual Undertaker comes down, bashes Drew over the head with the case, rolls him in.
Bashes him in the head so hard, the briefcase goes flying, almost goes into the crowd. And in the commentary he made afterwards, like he was watching it on his phone, watching it back, he's like, oh my, I hit him so hard, I almost lose the briefcase.
Right. Hands it in, South of Heaven, 1, 2, 3, El Campeón del Mundo.
Andrew has found out.
Yep. Damian Priest is the new world champion.
And you got nothing to complain about, Drew. You got what you wanted. You didn't say how long.
Yeah.
Neener, neener, neener.
Neener, neener. Yes, and by the way, CM Punk is going to later on. Okay.
Yeah.
So then the Pride versus the Final Testament, that was okay, but the best part about it is that Bubba Ray Dudley is a hoe.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
so we all thought this was gonna be it's gonna be a throwaway street fight, whatever. Then suddenly announced the special guest referee. Wait, what? Special guest referee?
Yep.
And then they say Bubba is like, wait, okay. This just got a little interesting.
And yes, it did. It was so much fun.
And then so match is proceeding. Everyone's down except for Cross. Cross gets a two count, goes over to Bubba. That's three. That's three. And then Bubba's just like saying, no, that's two. That's two.
That's
Cross
two.
Shoves Bubba.
Conley then reaches into his pocket and pulls out a particular pair of glasses.
Uh-oh.
Not for... You wouldn't hit a referee with glasses, would you? It was more of a freaking warning. So, Karrion Kross, you know your history.
Yes.
Do you know where you are, Karrion Kross?
Yes.
Turns around, spear death.
Yeah.
Yep.
Game over.
No. Quite. We had a big run around the ring.
Right.
To get the tables.
Yep.
Yes.
because there is no way on God's green earth Bubba's going to get on the mic and ask for a chair in an 80,000 seat stadium.
Not at all.
Way.
That would be messy. That would have been funny, but that would have been messy.
That would have been messy. That would have involved several lawsuits.
Right.
Yes, it would have.
And almost be worth it. But so, yes, we got some tables.
And they botched the first table.
I am the table. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because it fell. That's right.
They never got the leg up on the near side, and it just collapsed under Cross's weight. And it was like,
so
it's like, and another
being I am the table. Wanted to be very, very, very breaky, breaky, bishy, bishy.
Yikes.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I just found out that some of those big aluminum ladders are wood because they want them to break.
And foam.
Because they're, first of all, they're going to have more give.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, aluminum ladders, when they bend, they get all kinds of sharp little points.
Yes.
Yep.
I can handle a splinter, but do you really want to get stabbed by a ladder?
No. Ew.
So, but yeah, I had seen this. If you remember the Money in the Bank where Sheamus killed Sin Cara.
Yes.
If you blink and you miss it, but you can see it was a wooden ladder.
Okay. So then we had Logan Paul defeating Orton and KO, and Orton and KO were having so much fun in the first 10 minutes of this match. Mm-hmm. This was, you know, Logan Paul was getting their ass kicked. Well, first of all, Kevin Owens wanted to come down with a golf cart. It comes down with a golf cart, and when Orton comes out, he reverses the fucking golf cart, says, "You ride?" And Orton's like, "All right, fine." And then when Owens hits the gas, like, slow the fuck down!
Hey! Nice. That is one piece of commentary I did hear. Oh, so KO backing up, giving Orton, is actually going to give Orton a ride to the ring? This is a triple threat match.
Yeah, and it's like, and you couldn't tell that for the first 5 minutes. It's just, it felt like a handicap match for the first 5 minutes, whereas it's just like batter Logan.
It was so great. And of course, this douchebag iShow Speed got an RKO, which I was really happy.
I don't even know who this guy is.
I do.
I do somewhat.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, let's just put it gently. He's a misogynistic douchebag, and he's only 19.
Oh.
And that's all good news.
No, he'll be in jail in 5.
But again, Logan Paul showed why he's one of the best in the biz. For real.
For real.
He's good.
We can't be mad at him.
No.
He's putting in the work. He looks good. He's looking good in the ring. He plays the heel to a T because it's pretty much
him
turned up to him turned up to 30 because he's already at 11 doing all his YouTube stuff.
Right.
Yep.
But you know what?
Hmm.
He did the thing. He did the thing. Good for him. Bayley got her revenge against Io Sky, which I was really happy about.
I'm mad at myself about this because I almost fell asleep. No offense to Bayley and Io, I was just having trouble staying awake at that point.
Well, it was a long night, but then, oh my God, we get to the main.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the main event, which was Bloodline Rules, everybody was there, but this was well booked. Mm-hmm. This was well booked.
And it was well overbooked.
Yes.
And that's hard to do. So kudos to Doofenshmirtz.
Right. So, well, that was Michael Hayes and Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode and Michael Hayes produced both main events. Believe it or not. Okay.
Bobby Roode does not need to step back in a ring then.
Yeah. So they were. So, and there's another plus there. A consistent story. because you had both mains, which were interrelated, that were written up basically by the same guys.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it made sense.
No, mm-hmm. It's just continuity.
There was so yes, much continuity. So in the middle of the match, we get the, no, we get the Solo. Solo is spikes Cody. Oh no, it's WrestleMania.
We got to backtrack a little bit because we got to do it in order.
All right.
So first off, Jimmy.
Oh, right. Well,
Jimmy and Jay were first.
Right. So Jimmy comes in, beats the hell out of Cody. Jay comes out. Jimmy comes in, and then Jay spears Jimmy off the stage onto a table. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Solo Sikoa comes in, gives the Samoan spike. We think it's over. It's WrestleMania 39. 1, 2, 2 Cody and 7, 8. Cody kicks out. Crowd goes crazy. Then this guy shows up.
Hackett.
Okay.
Well, continuity.
Yep. Okay. Goes right after Solo Sikoa. Big time. Okay. Mm. Attitude adjustment through the table. And then goes to Roman. Attitude adjustment on him. Okay.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Right. Uh-oh. Okay. He comes in. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rockin' Cena. I hope you have this in order. Rock and Cena stare down. Cena goes, "You can't see me." Swings, misses, rock bottom. Rock is telling Cena to go fuck himself, and then.
I don't have the music.
Fine.
Music.
You don't have who the hell you think you are?
No. Well, no, because you're missing another part.
Oh, what's?
Oh, because that's when Shield.
Oh, no! That's when this guy shows up.
Monday Night Raw in full effect, baby.
Shield music comes on.
Right. Everybody stands up because where's Dean?
Right.
That's actually a good question. Where the fuck was Mox?
In Japan and Mexico, yep. I believe.
You want me to put him on?
Okay. No, right, we need him now.
All right, hang on a second. Mox! What? Pick up! Come on. I already talked to him this morning. I know. But you know what they're going to ask? Okay.
Where the fuck were you?
Mexico, I think. I don't remember. It all kind of runs together.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand that 80,000 people wanted you there?
80,000 and 200 texts and 15 missed calls. Yeah. Most of them were from Seth.
I know. But I heard that. No one called Tony to even ask you?
Fuck that. If they want me to come down there, then Roman or Seth calls me, and I'll be happy to oblige. Tony don't like it. You know, he can't control his own house, right? So, play it.
We'll get to that.
Play it. Hey, Tony, go fuck yourself.
Oh.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here. Piece of shit.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm kind of happy that I'm not there and I'm out doing my own thing. And Shota came to the States. I might have followed him back. I don't know where he is right now, but he's probably dropping panties someplace.
I know. But seriously, Mox, do you think you could now knowing what you know about where things are? Do you think you could get out of your AEW contract? Would you want to?
See, that's the trick. I'm not sure because Hunter was kind of on me, but maybe that was just Vince whispering in his ear. Would I come back? I have two conditions if I come back.
One,
we do the Shield stuff and then we don't have to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm coming in as Mox.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm coming in as Mox. Dean Ambrose ain't dead. I don't think. Mm-hmm. He might have dug himself out of the desert. I haven't heard. But yeah, if they want Dean, I'll do Dean, but I really, really would rather do this as Mox.
Mm.
And then they can see what we really wanted to do, or kind of wanted to do when Roman went out.
And let me just tell you something. You know right now the crazy old man's gone. Literally almost gone.
Yeah. Trust me, I've been keeping up with that.
But let me just tell you something, man. You were missed.
I'm just glad that people thought of me. I'm really happy about that.
Everybody thought of you, man. Everybody fucking thought of you, man. So, all right.
Good luck. Good luck. I know you got to get ready for your match. Good luck against Naito tonight.
Oh, shit. Naito. Okay. Go ahead and bet on me. You might make something.
Okay.
But, yeah. I got you. I got you. Nikki. They're done with me. Sorry about that, guys.
No, we needed to talk to. So then the Shield comes out, and then we get to, Nikki, what we have called Roman's choice, which was
where's the button? I just played it. Oh, there he is.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
So Seth came out, got clobbered immediately because he was struggling just to get into the ring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ring. Rock standing tall. He's got his belt out. He's ready to whip some more respect into Cody. Dong.
Right. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the belt, he had two belts with him, not one. You see.
Oh, you mean? Oh, I'm thinking. You're saying weight belt. Well, he had a weight belt, and he had that honorary title because Rock needs to be in the middle of the stick waving contest.
Yes. And by the way, that spot was supposed to be Stone Cold Steve Austin's. That has been confirmed on multiple sources, but they could not come to a financial agreement to it. Yeah. So Undertaker said, "I'll pay. I'll do it. Fuck it. I'll do it for free."
No, that's what Bubba said. And Taker probably would have done it for free. I mean, you know, I'm here anyway. Let's, you know, where you want me?
Right. And actually, yeah, he looked like he just came out the back. You know.
Seriously, he just came. You know, they called him. They messaged him at the VIP box, and he strode down during the match, and you know, hit him somewhere. Lights go out.
Right. And by the way, there's a vision. Yeah, oh, by the way, they have a video of him running out. So he did not teleport. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Dude, you're supposed to teleport.
Okay.
Okay, he really must be retired if he's not going to use any of his shtick.
Right. But then we get to Roman's choice.
Yes.
10 years worth of storytelling right there. 10 years.
And here's where I got a little concerned.
Okay.
Okay. I love the fact that we have this continuity.
Mm-hmm.
That Roman is still not over this whole betrayal.
Right.
But didn't Roman get this taken care of at the Rumble a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I thought that this was finished after he beat Seth in the Shield gear back at Rumble 2022. Granted, we've mostly blocked that out because it was a shit Rumble. Yeah.
So maybe they're, you know, maybe they're going to retcon it to make it a better story, because if I really think something, I think something's going to go down and Tony's going to be, you know, caught with his pants down. Because if they're talking this openly.
Tony Khan.
Yeah,
Tony Khan. Yeah. Because if they're talking this openly about the Shield. And oh, by the way, so I heard triple powerbomb on SmackDown tonight. I had to rewind it. I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hearing all these Shield references.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on. Something's going on because they wouldn't do this.
So I know I'm not trying to get your hopes up here, but are you saying there might be overtures? I'll leave it at that. Overtures?
Yes. Because, okay. again, and Mox said it, and he said it himself, there are only three people that know and understand being in the Shield.
That would be Seth, Roman, and him.
Correct. And I guarantee you that all three of them are going to say, we will not do any Shield shit unless all three of us are here. Because we're not going to recruit, we're not going to do, you know, we're not going to have any one-shot bullshit.
Yeah, yep. Like they did at the end, yes.
Like they did at TLC 2017 with Angle and at the house shows with Hunter.
Yeah.
But so if they're going to do something with the Shield, A, they better be showing him, and B, they got to get all three of them together.
Well, Dean was on the Shield. Roman's documentary.
Yes,
he was. Okay, so he was not editing, but. Eventually, we get the call that we heard. If you want to play it again, that's cool. If not, that's all right.
No, let's not play it again. Essentially, Roman had to decide. He had a chair. He had a chair at his disposal. I could win the match. God damn it! He dressed up as a Shield in Shield gear again. I need to win the match. Seth, you're pissing me off. I could win the match.
Bash. This is the respect you show me. Enough.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Precisely.
That's it. Bam. Cody's like, ha! I'm over here, dumbass.
Kick. Ow. Crossroads. 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 Story is finished.
Finished. And Michael Cole, by the way, Michael, the stars. Samantha Irvin, oh my God, she's outstanding. Okay.
She's outstanding, and I enjoy the fact that she has fun with inflections, she has fun with emotions, and she was genuinely moved by this victory. If she had pulled that shit with Vince there, he would have shouted her down. He'd have fired her. Because that's not how announcers are supposed to sound.
Right.
Guess what?
Wrong! Wrong, 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 wrong!
I still have that
in place. And Michael Cole was outstanding. Okay? He was... Since Vince is gone, he's become a new man.
Mm-hmm. And it's because he's actually allowed to do his job.
Mm-hmm. And him and Pat McAfee are having way too much fucking fun.
Yeah. And I love it. I've got to go back and listen to the commentary. I really do.
My favorite line at the end was when Cole said, "Damn it, I love professional wrestling." Oh my God. They said the dirty words.
We're it ain't a dirty word. In a wrestling ring. Let's just freaking wrestle.
Thank you, Drew.
It ain't a dirty word if the old man didn't hear it.
That's right, because the old man don't hear it no more. It's this guy who hears it.
Well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know?
No, it ain't, man.
No, no it ain't. Like, no, it ain't. No, Daddy ain't here anymore. Right, Roman?
Oh, I don't have that one.
Damn it. Your daddy's not here
not
anymore.
Not here anymore. Yeah, that's right.
And everybody is, you know, it's, you know, the bad principal has left the school. We got a new principal and he's awesome. Yes.
Right. He's the cool guy. Oh, and by the way, there's something I forgot. In between night one and night two, we had the press conference. Roman kicking out someone for not acknowledging him. That was fucking awesome. Yep.
And that was... one person, wasn't that Chris Van Vliet?
No, it was a woman.
Oh. Okay, I know he was also ragging on Prince during that press conference. No, they ragged on him later, well.
And they, because he's like, he starts shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I laughed because it was like, acknowledge me, and there was one, you hear one person booing in the room, you.
Out.
Get out. Get her out of here. I ain't playing. Go.
I'll leave.
Yeah. If you don't leave, I'm leaving. Like, holy shit. But that's completely in the Tribal Chief character.
Yeah. Right.
So, kudos.
I just hope that they were able to talk to her later and let her know, hey, this is what's going on. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe she was a plant.
Don't know.
I'm good either way.
All right. Uh-huh. So we have one more thing to immediately talk about, and that's the Pick'ems.
That's right. So let's do it.
Yep. And just a note, because I know somebody is very angry with me and wants 2 points. Here's the answer for you. No.
Ooh.
The reason why I am saying this is quite simple. I wanted to make it as easy as possible for people to score points. Not everybody did. And in this case, it was more of a, if you really wanted to go for both, why didn't you pick it for your wild card?
Okay. Does it affect?
Yes.
Anything?
It actually will.
That's why do you think he's protesting?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you're not getting it. Because here we go. In a dead last for 8 points, myself, Carl, Ryan, and Shane. Nikki, your flush mattered, but it only got you to 8.5.
That's okay. I still beat some people.
Yep. Sir not appearing at this time, aka a guy who hasn't been here in ages and still wants to be part of this, got 9 points.
I thought he would have gotten the belt for it.
Nope.
No. If he won, he has to come to the show.
Yep. If he won, it would have been an automatic forfeit and it goes to the next person down. Now tied for second, VRM and Jason. You know why you lost, Jason.
No, I don't.
You picked Roman!
Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, in a no-brainer, you picked wrong.
Wow. Well, because I honestly thought they would have been petty. Honestly...
Hunter isn't petty. Vince is.
Okay.
And I think so, Hunter saw the writing on the wall that we got to do this now.
Yes. You got to strike while the iron has some heat left in this case. If you didn't do it now, it was game over. Cody would never make it. And you would have screwed everything.
Yeah, well, Cody, according to what I also read, sold $1 million of merch after he won.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm assuming some Australian has 12 points and won?
No.
Shane's dead last. Because we have ourselves a new champion. Somebody whose work was represented at WrestleMania.
Jamie?
Ladies and gentlemen, your new champion with 11 points, Jamie Loaded!
Wow!
Because her wild card went through.
Yep.
She called the cash.
And that hit everything. That won her everything.
Wow.
So all of the kudos, and I'll send her a message right now.
Yep,
okay.
She knows. Because she freaked out when I posted that on the NAWC, our little chat, Monday morning. Right before I went off to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, we get to Monday Night Raw. with the new old set, if you really want to call it that, because they're getting more people in there with this.
Yeah, they've redone the set and kind of squashed down the Trons.
It was the same setup as Friday night, so.
Right.
But yeah, uh-huh. They didn't tear it down.
They didn't need to.
No way.
They've also introduced a new signature.
Oh, that, yes, which debuted on WrestleMania, narrated by this guy.
Well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know?
Right.
Actually, they ran that before SmackDown on the go-home.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And they also have a new outro, too, which is... Whoa.
The outro? What outro?
This has been a presentation of the WWE.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
More UFC.
Yeah. Also narrated by Doofenshmirtz.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was unaware of this.
Yes. So take a listen to it whenever you say watch or the next pay-per-view, Backlash.
Okay, which is in Lyon, France. Yes. So the first hour was commercial-free, and most of it was talking.
Yeah, so I,
because everyone's blown up from WrestleMania.
Right,
but I get that.
I keep hearing from the other room. Can we just get to the wrestling already?
Yeah, well, so Rock and Cody have a dick measuring contest. They hold each other's belts. Rock gives him his flowers and gives Cody something.
I have a good idea.
Tell me.
Do you remember right about when, unfortunately, a certain someone passed away, that his son had to give away his watch just so that he could maintain the money?
No.
Or they could, you know, keep or get money to make sure that death day.
Are you saying that's Dusty's watch?
Yes.
But what? Okay. All right. So what I'm saying, okay.
And that's the reason why I said, don't you ever break my heart again.
I don't
because
understand.
Because it might have been that since he was forced to sell the watch, Rock got it and was able to get it back to him.
Are you sure it's not the Dynamite Diamond Ring?
It might be that, and it might be something else entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you guys might know what it is.
Tell us. I don't know.
It might be a bead from Roman's necklace.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, okay. Yeah. Because didn't he say, I thought he said, don't embarrass me again.
No. He said...
Mm-hmm. He said what I just said a moment ago.
Okay, don't break
don't
my heart again.
Don't you ever break my heart again.
Okay. So, yeah. Ooh. I'm going to use that somewhere. Anyway. But, yeah, it's whatever it turns out to be, because Cody still hasn't told us.
Correct.
Just a small spoiler from SmackDown. But let's get back to Monday.
So, Rock says, I have to go away for a little while, but I'm coming for you. Do you think Rock Cody will happen? I do. The
yes.
way things are going now, it's going to happen.
It is looking like it, and I'd say decent chance is SummerSlam.
I'm hearing WrestleMania 41.
There's a possibility there, too, because medley my mind is going somewhere else, but that's for SmackDown.
But, so, go ahead.
I was going to say, and interestingly enough, you know, Cody's made a couple of EVP references and jokes at the press conferences. Do you think there might be a power struggle that's going to be more than just the belt?
You mean like his spot on the board?
Or his spot at the table?
I think... you know, I realize they got to be really careful if they want to go that way after what happened when Trump bought Raw.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be kind of neat if Cody became like a middleman between Rock at TKO and Pierce Aldis? Just putting it out there.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll definitely see. However, we did announce that there's going to be a draft 2 weeks from tonight as we record this, and 2 weeks from Monday as we record this. So we got some talent showcase matches. We got Roxanne Perez. We got
Ilya Dragunov.
Ilya Dragunov. We also had a fun bit where the Awesome Truth. So the Judgment Day comes out and is showcasing their belts, and R-Truth comes in and says, "I'm here too." and Priest is like, "Look, dude, I'm the world champ. You're not in Judgment Day." Fine.
I'm more in Judgment Day than JD is.
Like, look, fine. We're gonna have a match tonight, okay? And fine. We'll just take two of. We'll take, you know. We'll be the Awesome Truth and a partner you can't see. And I'm like, I knew what was coming, but they're like, all right. And of course, this guy shows up just to have some fun one more time before shooting Peacemaker. Yeah, to have a little fun in the match.
God damn it! I wanted Jimmy so bad.
Yeah, Jimmy bailed.
God damn it.
We get Chelsea Green getting murdered by Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
And by the way, Chelsea Green, did you know that Chelsea Green got kicked out of a hotel?
No, I heard this story. Somebody thought she was an escort.
A hooker.
She's prettier than that.
I'm sure Matt wasn't amused.
No, he was not. Oh, and by the way, that actually made Ben Shapiro's show, by the way. God help us all.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, in the main event, which was Ricochet, Bronson Reed, Drew McIntyre, and who was the fourth?
Jay.
Who's the fourth? Oh, yeah, Jay Uso. In one spot, Ricochet looks over at Samantha and says, "Sorry, 450 under the table." And what happens is Drew McIntyre is about to beat Jey Uso. And
pay attention to me!
Yep. holds his leg. Hi! Remember me?
Remember Saturday? Remember yesterday?
And then Jey Uso becomes the number one contender against Damian Priest. Fun show. Fun show. So,
someone at Peacock's dropped the ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, or YouTube.
Where the hell is the documentary?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they were saying this Wednesday. It is now Friday, and
no one's here.
Mr. Peacock.
Or what about YouTube? Because it was supposed to be on YouTube.
Was it? I thought it was on Peacock.
I thought it was on YouTube, but anyway.
Yeah, it's not here. Nope.
I'm just.
Oh, and by the way, I actually found the actual Whoop That Trick recording studio from the movie Hustle and Flow.
Oh.
And it sounds a lot like it. You want me to share it a little bit? You interested or not really?
What do you think, guys?
All right, some other time.
Yeah,
we still
got a lot of stuff to wade through here.
Yeah. Okay.
Like this. We get a lot of main roster help on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
For example, mm-hmm. Roxanne Perez had a fun interaction with Natalya. Oba Femi is now dealing with a revitalized Ivar.
Considering his tag partner out still?
Yes.
Eric's gonna be a minute.
Okay, so that makes sense.
And then Axum and Frazier actually win the tag belts because Braun's going up. Rumored to be with Corbin. We'll see. But then we're ambushed by the Final Testament. Karrion Kross is back in NXT.
For more seasoning. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. You did.
The man needs a charisma implant, seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No offense, but mm-hmm. Finn said it best. You guys have one of the best entrances in the business. Then what?
But then
we get to the fuck.
We gotta backtrack a little bit.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So night one is done. So right. We're all happy. We're all happy. We're tired. We're going to sleep. Meanwhile, on TNT, Collision is airing.
At 11:30 because it was a taped show, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a taped show. It was taped on Wednesday after Dynamite. And which means that on Wednesday, after the Punk interview on Helwani aired, Tony Khan had an idea. An awful idea. Tony Khan had a wonderfully brain-dead, stupid, awful idea.
And he probably smiled that Chuck Jones smile anyway.
Because he decided, all right, Phil, you want to play like that? Okay, let's show them what you did in London. Because remember, it wasn't just the shot about All In and that. It's like he was taking shot after shot after shot on Ariel's show.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide, okay, we're going to show footage of what happened at All In. And they put it on their broadcast for Collision. And
for Dynamite.
Well, they announced it.
They promoted it for Dynamite. Yeah. Getting a little ahead.
Yeah. And so everyone is like, wait a minute, what? Like the IWC is like, wait, what? And
they're legitimately analyzing this. Like, yeah. A, is it legal? B, are they really going to do it? C, is it parody? Right? Is it parody? Excuse me.
Which is what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And D, how badly is it going to shoot them in the foot?
Both barrels, apparently.
So we get to Dynamite. I'm not watching it.
I only watched a little bit of the beginning with Edge, still Edge to me. Fighting Penta,
right.
Mm-hmm. So after the Edge versus Penta match, we get the segment, and the Bucks are using it to play up their match at Dynasty against FTR, because they claim that the stress from dealing with this situation directly led to them not being ready for their match against FTR. So let us analyze the situation. So we get a shot backstage of Gorilla. There's some monitors off to the right side that are somewhat obscured by a poster. And briefly, later on, we'll see that Tony is sitting behind those monitors. So this is Gorilla. Joe is there. Perry's coming back. Hook's coming back. There's some referees there. Punk comes up. He comes up to Perry, is like, and there's no audio, so we can't tell what's going on, like what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
But Punk is talking with Perry. Perry motions something. Punk's motioning is like, why? Like, we assume he's saying what he said on Helwani.
Mm-hmm.
There's no audio to confirm or deny it. And then Punk shoves Jack, shoves him again, locks him in a front choke. This bounces some of the monitors off the table. Joe comes over, helps him break apart, helps break them up. People are holding on to Punk. Punk turns towards Tony, and assumingly that's where he says, "This is the kind of stuff we have to deal with. I'm done. I quit." Again, we're assuming that's what he said based on his interview.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's the footage.
And they actually did a side-by-side confirming what Punk said.
Yeah. Helwani had a side-by-side until AEW decided to... Until AEW realized exactly how bad they just finger poked. Because when we cut out of the Bucks... When we cut out of the Bucks part of the segment, we cut back to the commentary table. Mm-hmm. And Tony Schiavone. Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
You just look at him and he's just, you just know what he's thinking. Oh my gosh, it's 2000 all over again.
Yep.
Tony just looked dead inside.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Tony because he got caught up in a little bit of this,
mm-hmm.
as it was, and now
they didn't even have the crowd noise because they were chanting CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk, and one person said, "Oh great, Tony Khan, now he's over in two feds."
Yep, because yeah. Now you've got people talking about Perry and Punk, neither of which are going to be at your pay per view.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
dumbass.
Yeah. And then somebody must have realized, oh shit, this is a problem. And then somebody accidentally first of all, people were talking about it. People were saying, why did you just prove Punk right? Number one.
Yeah.
Number two is like, yeah, Punk doesn't look that great, but at least his telling was accurate.
Yeah.
And admittedly, there's something else, too.
Mm-hmm.
The venue could get sued, possibly. Because this is something that is put under the GDPR rules.
Well... GDPR, well, is that UK law or is that EU?
Yes, EU law. It's EU law.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to say, that's kind of EU.
Okay.
They're not in the EU. They're not in the EU.
Right, I forgot because Boris Johnson's a massive moron.
A couple other people were morons too with that, but still. So here's where we start looking at the process. Number one, again, it's a bad look, and people are saying it's a bad look. And then the reaction is like, oh crap, people are talking about how they're not going to watch anymore. Let's show them where we're going to play all our pay-per-views. They end up releasing their entire pay-per-view schedule.
Yep.
That's panic.
Yeah, that ain't going to save them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you was talking about being shot in the foot, he shot both of his feet. He had a double barrel shotgun. And
yeah.
Now he can't walk.
And it gets worse. It gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
So AEW has apparently hired some DMCA lawyers, and they are copyright claiming every single piece of this backstage footage. Everyone that posts this footage is getting copyright claimed. Ariel Helwani's side by side got copyright claimed. Everyone on Twitter, everyone on YouTube, it's getting copyright claimed anywhere. It is not on the backstage footage of the segment on their YouTube channel.
I'm glad I haven't deleted it from my DVR yet.
Mm-hmm.
Come and get it, Bucks. Seriously, come and get it.
This is... I have to go to the bathroom and do your stuff. This is... And people are saying... People are questioning, like Eric's talked about. Eric Bischoff's talked about it and how bad of a look it is.
Yeah.
This is AEW's finger poke.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. This was a bad idea from the beginning, because if the Bucks had just done a parody of it, we could have gone, boo, you know, boo,
asshole.
We hate you. Boo, you guys are assholes anyway. Boo, you promised us. But you could build off of that. Yeah. Where do you go from here on this?
All you did is prove Punk right. That's literally all you've done is shown, number one, that you are petty. Number two, that it is a clown show backstage.
Right. That no one's running anything.
So I should get Punk's permission from this, but from now on, Tony Khan is Tony Clown Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because again, it basically just boils down to, and I've got this in the wrong folder, so it boils down to one thing and one thing only. Back to a promo from before he left, before All In.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Tell me when. Punk may be a dick, okay?
He may be unprofessional.
But he wasn't wrong.
Correct.
He didn't have anything to hide. Okay, so yeah. I choked a guy. He was going to try to kick my ass, so I'm going to kick his ass first.
Yep. And it all
and
can
even,
be...
And even the real wrestlers are like saying, you know, Dijak is like on Twitter going, I'll use real glass or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Real glass everywhere.
Yeah, Waller poked fun at it. I'm trying to find his, like, Grayson Waller was poking fun at this.
So we got footage of me and Austin Theory beating up the entire locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just for that tweet, I want Solo Sikoa to ambush them.
But yeah, it ultimately boils down to one thing and one thing only. It's Tony. Tony Clown Shoes wants to be everybody's pal. He's a great guy, and so on and so forth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Karwani Side by Side got copyrighted.
Yeah, I know. I caught that in the conversation, but I really would love to see it if somebody can find it before the Bucks do.
Yeah, but he wants to be just everybody's pal and a great guy, and so on and so forth. The problem is, he needs to be the boss and get a damn spine.
He has no balls.
Yep. And this is the reason why it's going to become WCW 2000 all over again. And Shivani can see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
The words coffin on roller skates is now apt again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Ospreay also got a shot in.
Ospreay. Fuck him. Okay. Seriously, fuck you, bruv. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he took a shot at Hunter. After Hunter's comments at the press conference.
What did he say?
The only grind that he knows is on the boss's collar.
He said that wrestlers weren't in it for the grind had no business being in WWE. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying what Ospreay said, not what Hunter said.
No. Well, Ospreay, you know, he said, and I'll read you. I just need to pull this up here.
Yeah.
He said, and I quote, he goes, normally I wouldn't rise to this type of bait, yeah? But seeing how the guy who said it is only in the position because he was grinding the boss's daughter, you have no business telling me what the grind is all about, my friend, because you have no idea what I fight for. Low-hanging fruit, dude. And Triple H is going weak.
Triple H is just rolling his eyes because, you know, what is that going to do? That's not going to change anything. Oh, shoot, I didn't like the post. I found a follow-up. Somebody actually asked Edge about the pick-me-up speech last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, the locker room needed to hear something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are positively screwed because Tony Khan is a clown shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find where it was quoted from. I should have left. Maybe if I can pull. Wait a minute. Live research.
Oh, and okay.
Good. No, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to see if I can find this.
Have you also been noticing that there's been some screen glitches?
Half of SmackDown, that's all I had, was glitch, glitchity, 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 glitch, glitchity, glitchity, glitch.
Uncle Howdy. Clap, 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 clap. Uncle Howdy.
So, yeah. So, that wasn't Spectrum?
No.
Okay, I assumed it was Spectrum.
Sorry.
No. I remember all my foibles with frickin'. You know how much trouble I have with cable companies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm having trouble finding this.
You're talking about Edge rah-rah speech?
Edge was interviewed about the rah-rah speech. And I'm trying to find, they quoted him, and essentially it was, I was trying to cheer up the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a piece of it. According to him, I did not see the interview. I just saw clips. I have better things to do. I really do. I have kids. I don't really care what anybody really has to say. However, what I will say is from the small clips, I realized that our locker room needed a good message. Yeah.
No, I actually have another clip. Okay.
Okay.
So last week I went out and spoke to that. It's a young locker room, and it's a young locker room that for me, because it's a different time, we try to support each other. I came into locker rooms where it was everybody for themselves and was a bunch of great whites. I never subscribed to that. I always subscribed to the Bret Hart school of you can help. You can help young people and try to be positive and show that you don't have to be a dick. I don't know how to put it. I don't know how else to put it. For me, I try to focus on the positives. There are so many negatives in the world today. They're both there to find. Why not look for the positives? For me, our young locker room needed to hear the positives. That's why I went out and did what I did last week. I don't need to search out the other stuff. I have better things to do. I have kids to put to bed. I have the Maple Leafs to watch. Lying. Okay. Kevin.
Kevin, where's Kevin? Kevin, where are you? I know you're here somewhere.
Kevin.
Damn it. Kevin. Nope. That's not Kevin. Kevin, where'd you go?
We need you, Kevin.
Get in here, man.
Kevin is not on the board, apparently.
Oh, well.
Is Edge on the board? Maybe we could just tell him how he can tell himself how wrong he is.
Come on. No, that's not it.
Dude, okay, no problem.
Our sound guy is slightly unprepared.
Oh, hold on. I found one. This is close enough.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work. That's an interesting take, Edge, but you wouldn't have said half of that shit if you had not listened to the entire interview.
And part of the problem is that's not the young guys that need to hear it. It's Tony and the Bucks that need to hear it.
And the Bucks ain't as young as they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. And if he was trying to cheer up the locker room, then why didn't you say it to the fucking locker room? We didn't need to hear that.
We don't. And MJF is just recovering going, what in the retail fuck?
Yeah, what the hell's going on over there? You know what? I'm going to make a phone call.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I'm kind of between stuff right now. You got a minute? Transfer me to Paul or Sean. Actually, make it a conference call. I want to make sure all of you hear this. Get me out of this fucking company!
I will make you more money than God. You will make me the most richest Jew boy in Long Island.
shoulders.
Ow. No, clips from Mox's match.
Oh, shit.
He spiked Naito on the apron.
Oh.
Oh, he was in a mood.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he wins, though. I really want him to win this. Because, let's see. Okay, he was a WWE champ. He was the AEW champ. Now he's in, then he has NJPW on his wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anybody else that's got that right now?
Don't think so.
Just saying.
I mean, the closest would be... not Bork.
No.
Because I'm trying to think of who's won IWGP, WWE, and a third. AJ? Did AJ ever win the IWGP World?
Yes.
Yes, he did, and he had the TNA title when it was still affiliated with the NWA.
Yeah, so no, it wouldn't just been affiliated; it would have been the NWA World Heavyweight Title.
He's won both the NWA and the TNA.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think only AJ we can say.
Yep. So. But yeah, so this thing is going to have repercussions for a while, and with all that, VRM, did the ratings pop? Did they get what they wanted? No.
Barely.
Oh no.
Like they got 888,000 for the quarter hour, and it tanked from there down to 723 by the end of the night.
Hey, Mark, you got something to say about that?
Yeah.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Oh, no, that's a good one, but I was like, more like, was that supposed to happen?
Oh, yeah. I don't have that one loaded.
How dare you? It's been a night, but yeah. And I could hear Mox in the back of my head. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not supposed to happen?
Oh, it is loaded. Damn it.
Play it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not how that was supposed to go?
If that don't fit, nothing does.
Guess
what's happened?
What happened?
Well, take a guess. Mox is in a match.
He blows.
Oh, he's bleeding.
Yeah.
Did John Mox? Quick.
So Twitter. Where are you seeing this? By any means.
Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter reaction. I'm not any means necessary on New Japan Riot.
Okay.
But yeah, Bloody Mox is bloody.
He hasn't done it in a minute. Mm-hmm. And he's on the other side of the planet, so Renee can't.
No, he's not.
No, he's
not.
He's in Chicago.
Oh fuck.
That's why he had to go.
God damn it. Okay. And knowing him, let me see if I can find any. Did Moxley bleed? Of course he did.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's actually a Twitter account. Did John Moxley bleed?
Mm-hmm. So.
About Amalgamation Nation podcast. Death taxes Mox bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're wrong.
Right. But we have to finish off with tonight's SmackDown.
Yes.
Because tonight's SmackDown had Cody as the returning, as the conquering hero. Mm-hmm. And the Bloodline going, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
We don't have a locker room. And I loved how Paul said, look, losing means,
losing has consequences, and we are taking accountability for it.
It's not our locker room anymore.
Yeah. Roman made his own mistake, and he brought up the shield. So somebody tell me you know, they brought that
my,
up.
Oh my, oh sorry. Go ahead. Mox with a stomp.
Mm. Hopefully the crowd will start singing. But yeah, I, you know, like I said, Paulie put it all together in a way that, okay, we fucked up. We know we fucked up. We're going to fix this. And Solo's like, consequences. Yeah, there's got to be some consequences. And he jumps Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't jump Jimmy.
I'm sorry. We got another random hoodie jumping in and attacking Jimmy.
Tama Tonga.
The son of Haku, and probably in the do not fuck with please category. And him and Solo, if they end up as a tag team, run.
Mm-hmm. Well, when, like, well, something else that happened is Paul was going to call Roman Reigns, and Solo smashed the phone.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
And after Paul went to go check on Jimmy, Tama and Solo came up, and Solo just said that it was done by order of the tribal chief.
And I have a feeling that
he ain't talking about Roman.
No. I think another tribal chief is interfering.
Yep.
And are you talking a certain board member on TKO? That guy?
Yeah. Because everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a phone number. And Rock watches the show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And I have
Rock's been busy this week.
Yeah.
I
have a.
No way.
What? DRM? What?
No way.
What?
DRM?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not how that was supposed to go?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
Wait, what?
What?
John fucking Moxley.
Wait, do it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not how that was supposed to go?
John Moxley is now a Triple Crown World Champion.
Holy.
Wait. Okay. I've had a beer, so my brain, I'm just, what? What?
By the way, did John Moxley Bleeds Twitter did get a picture from the NJPW show? So, yes.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I got sharing.
I have it. I think I have it.
Okay, I'm ready.
I think it may be the same picture.
Well, this isn't picture. This is video. And.
Hey, hold on.
Can't see much, but.
Oh, no, I have that part. Yeah, I've seen that. No, I got a better picture for you. This is John Moxley. Oh yeah,
I thought I stopped sharing.
Oh, no.
That's the when he's holding the GCW belt. But look at him.
Oh, here.
And Cody never held it, right? Cody never held the AEW belt, right?
Nope. He screwed himself.
Right.
Oh, here
and
we go.
Was Jericho?
That's the GCW one, yeah.
Was Jericho ever IWGP World Heavyweight Champion? I don't think so.
No.
No.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay. You going to show it?
That's more like it.
Okay.
Yep, that's the one.
Retweet.
Oh, frick yeah. Wow.
Ooh-wee. Hey, Mox, you're trending. Oh, there's a better view of it. It's just the pinfall, though.
Yeah, it's just the pinfall. The entire...
Death the Rider!
Boom. Yeah.
Elevated Death Rider, no less.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not used to him being bald.
But he's the champ. But he's does, the,
he is.
He made history. Excuse me. From being wanted on Sunday to winning the world title on Friday.
You can't.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Pretty amazing shit. This from the guy that nobody in the Fed wanted to push.
Good night, Dad.
Just saying.
Are you okay now? Is your head clear now? Okay, close the door. Love you. All right. So, what I'm saying is, we need to cover SmackDown a little bit more, don't we? Because there's a few things that happened.
Yeah.
There is something I did want to talk about there.
Okay,
about
go
that
ahead.
Whole situation before we move on.
Yeah, sure.
I think this is going to set up a SummerSlam match between Roman or whoever. Yeah, if it is Roman who's doing this, Roman and Brock.
Brock? No.
Maybe.
No.
They're not bringing Brock back.
And I don't want to see that match again.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay.
I think I think they're going to try to find a way to get Roman and Rock at each other's throats.
Possibility.
Now, does this mean that Jimmy and Jay are going to try and reunite?
Maybe.
It depends on how Jay's going to react to that Pillmanizer.
You mean Jimmy?
No, Jimmy recovering from it. What does Jay think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Because Jay's busy. Jay's got his own thing going on. And his brother's getting all the karma that he deserves. So Jay's like, that's the reaction I'm expecting initially. These two are gonna come back together. It's not gonna be overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's coming. Not tonight. Not next week or next month, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But what a week, though. What a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. How do I get this? Copy. Sorry, doing something over here.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talk amongst yourselves. And Naito took a death rider. Anyway. Jamie's awake. Just like I said, she's still under the weather.
That's fine.
And I just wanted to tell her the good news. Excuse me? actually, you might need to talk amongst yourselves a little bit longer. If you'll excuse me, Miss Ditto just made a request. I'll be right back.
That's fine. Okay, let's talk about. Well, I guess let's talk about who Cody's next challenger is going to be.
Well, yes, they had two triple threat matches. Right. You had Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, and who was the third in that one?
Santos.
LA Knight won. And then the other one, AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio, and Kevin Owens, right? I believe that was the three. And you said the finisher was pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. It was AJ was setting up for a 450 on Kevin. Rey interrupted, tried to get a Hurricane Rana on AJ. AJ caught it, then set up from a middle rope Styles clash onto Kevin. And rolled through to pin Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And things went off the air with LA Knight and AJ drawing it up again.
Right.
Also, Bron Breakker.
Right. Beat Cameron Grimes in about a second.
Yeah. I know Bailey came out.
She was happy. Hold on, let me look. Yeah, she won. It was also Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton wanted her shot. And Naomi beat Tiffany. I'm surprised at that. A little bit. And Chelsea Green and Piper Niven lose to Bianca and Jade Cargill, the returning Piper Niven. And then we had the main. But yeah, I mean, we're setting up our Backlash cards in France right now. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything yet, but yeah. Now while we talk about this, so there is actually a pay-per-view this weekend.
Yeah, kind of a big deal this weekend called UFC 300.
Oh, no, no, I thought it was Dynasty, but okay, that's right.
No, Dynasty is next weekend.
Right. Yeah, yeah. UFC 300, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Here is the main card for UFC 300. Middleweight bout between Bo Nickal and Cody Brundage.
Right, the Max Holloway fight got canceled. That's right. Okay.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
It's still listed right now.
Well, I'm looking at it on Google.
It's listed as canceled. Yeah, on Google as well.
Mm-hmm. Charles Oliveira versus Arman Tsarukyan.
Yes, exactly.
That's a UFC lightweight title eliminator bout. You said the Max Holloway bout got canceled.
Yes.
I'm just trying to
see. Zhang Weili versus Yan Xunan, two Chinese strawweight title bout. And the main is Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill for the light heavyweight title. This is going to be a T-Mobile this weekend. The question is, where are the big heavyweights? Who's the heavyweight title holder right now? Do we know?
Yeah, UFC current champions are...
Oh, well...
John Bones Jones.
No.
No, he lost it to the current champion, Tom Aspinall?
Yes, that's right.
I was making a joke because he was going to... I thought he lost to the wellness policy again.
No, he did.
Aspinall is a interim right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex Pereira, Driscus Duplessis for the middleweight. He just fought.
So they're saying that the pound for pound guy is some guy named Islam Makhachev. Okay, but the biggest star is some weird haired looking dude named Sugar Shane O'Malley, the bantamweight. I know none of these guys really. The ladies. they don't have like a superstar like a Rousey who's basically burning bridges all over the place.
They don't
the
have biggest a
name they've got is unfortunate. John Bones Jones.
Yeah, no Diaz's, no Bisping's, no Anderson Silva's.
Bill Conor McGregor's, he's now acting.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. But yeah, I think we're okay. But
so let's take this bitch home.
Whoops. Yeah. You ended it just a second early, but yes, let's take this bitch home. And sell some soap. I'll go to you, Josh. They did a, and I saw this, they did a fifth episode of Quiet on Set.
Heard about that. I haven't watched any of it because, once again, it's behind a paywall, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I can't really, you know, pay for it.
Well, I'm just saying there was more. There were a couple of pieces of footage we haven't seen, but more interviews with Soledad O'Brien, Drake Bell, and members of the cast of all that.
Yep, Giovanni Samuels, Brian Hearn, and Shane Lyons.
Okay, so, excuse me, what's happening on Knickknacks?
Knickknacks, no, nothing new there. It was Athena on TV. They did the Hall of Fame class of 2024 back on Saturday. And then The Baseball Bunch, a seasonal series essentially teaching kids how to play baseball and general camaraderie and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Next week's episode has something to do with it. I don't know what it is in this case. It isn't the infamously well-known miniseries with Tim Curry, John Ritter, and others.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find all of that out on itwasathenontv.com. And I do have one other piece.
Go for it.
Maven Huffman.
Yes.
I know
that guy. He almost got murdered by The Undertaker.
Yes, yes. He has recently just put out a video, like today put out a video, talking about how WWE has changed, along with two guys who just left the company a few months ago. Maximum Male Models.
Oh, interesting.
Massey or Mason D. Madden and Mansoor.
Mm-hmm. I like the gimmick, but I also liked it better when Mansoor was the excitable new kid working with Mustafa Ali.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah. Mansoor has been on the radar since the infamous He Will Not Divide Us gimmick that Shia LaBeouf did back in 2016-17. You know the one. Because Mansoor was there a few times singing Snake Eater as Punished Snake, if you remember that.
So over VRM, we need to talk because a week from this coming Thursday, we will be back on the air talking about football and the draft as we're going to do the first round coverage as we do every year.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about people who need to learn not to fucking race.
Yeah. That means you, Rashi Rice.
And that means you, Southern Methodist bitch.
Huh?
The other guy. Oh, that Southern court was a player on Southern Methodist.
Over on WLTI, we have a winner in the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament. We find out who the sixth person is tonight on the in the Jeopardy Masters. We talk Survivor, Amazing Race, Deal or No Deal Island, and we talk Heads on Sticks, because we get to do some role play. That's out right now at 5&1, at 5&1studios.net, I believe that is the webpage, and or 5&1.net, but it's out there. Our podcasts are finally getting out on time, which is really good.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll get some traction from that. But right now at the moment, Nikki, you need to talk to Honor Shoutouts, including our, I can hopefully say this now, WrestleMania artist in residence.
Yes. Jamie is a happy Jamie, as I mentioned to her about her title win, even though you guys told her on Monday. She's like, oh, I forgot. And then she posted a picture of Seth in the ridiculous outfit she helped design. So, lately her artwork has been leaning more towards Hasbin Hotel.
Yes, that's it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much all of her stuff because I haven't seen wrestling stuff from her. I keep giving her shit about it. But ooh. Hey, I didn't see this.
What?
Looks it's either a fan cam or bonus footage of Jay and Kevin helping Seth up.
Hold on.
Is that the one where he's crying and he?
Go to Jamie Claudia's Twitter. She reposted it.
That's the tweet itself, because I was just watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just to let you know, the guy to the right of the stupid idiot who has that connecting fans through wrestling bullshit is Tom Grossi. You can see it, or you can kind of see half of him with the PacCast hoodie. Tom Grossi is a massive NFL YouTuber who just won NFL Fan of the Year.
Okay.
That's awesome. And yes. But.
Okay.
It was also interesting tonight when Cody said, you know, the hunter becomes the hunted. Do you think he's been ready for this? To be hunted?
Well, now, as the face champion, he knows that all of the evil people are going to be coming looking for him.
Yep. They'll throw Bronson Reed in there. They'll throw Drew. Who else?
Drew, LA Knight, AJ Styles.
LA Knight is a heel?
Well, LA Knight's a face, but he still wants it.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back.
I'm just saying that, Cody knows he's a target.
Mm-hmm.
He's, he may not have had the title in AEW. But he's had titles before, and he knows what it means. So, let me get to the rest of my artists. I'm going to look at that later. Okay, so through our artwork, I'll also shout out to Onuwanbashu, as always. She's got a lot of political stuff going on her thread, but research her artwork. She's on DeviantArt. She's on Tumblr. Her stuff is clean. And her, she did wrestling art way back in the day. She does Transformers. I'm going to say fanfic art. I don't know it as well as I'd like to. Let's see. J-Rock Draws at J-Rock Draws. He does a lot of simple stuff, but he has a variety of styles. He wasn't that terribly expensive and added to my Mox Essential collection of artwork, where Mox and Dean Ambrose should be fighting each other. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby, a fantastic artist. If you're looking for a more sentimental style. Just as a footnote, I gave to Jamie when I went to California this past weekend. I took Dozer's picture. I had gone to a house show on Shield Day.
When is Shield Day?
November 12th. No, 18th.
Mm-hmm.
because it was Survivor Series 2012. Well, I knew it was the Shield anniversary date. I had the Dozer pick, and I got Seth freaking Rollins to sign it. And it is now Jamie's.
Nice.
I realize I could have done that with her art, but this is just as cool. This is just as cool. I was having problems with my printer, so that's a story for another day. Let's see. James Diotto, commissions are open. Very good art style. Similar to, but not like Nolanium, but of that quality. Prices vary, but again, he's not a bad one to look up. And yes, commissions are open. If you like wrestlers that do art, look no further than Tapla at D_Tapla. She has her commission information up. You can contact her on Twitter, or you can contact her through Fiverr. So I don't think I have too much else. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of artists, but I'll put it out there real quick. If you commission artwork, communicate well.
Yes.
Pay well.
Yep.
Show it on every social media platform you happen to be playing with.
Correct.
And credit them. That's all we ask. So I really don't have anything else because I'm right here and it's late. I hear a lot of yawning in the background. So for VRM, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Tune in next week as we see more fallout on the AEW side and more fun on the WWE side.